Giving is on our hearts and minds this season, but did you know that it only takes one gift to make you a victim of compromise? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. Satan, the enemy of our souls, continually offers to give us more of this world if we'll simply compromise our mission. He's an expert deceiver. Paul said Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Peter warned, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." The evil one tempts us with the stronghold of luxury and takes great delight when we acquire wealth to increase our comforts at the expense of fulfilling our real purpose. Consider how he tempted our Savior. He took Jesus to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Well, thankfully, Jesus rejected the offer. Tragically, his deceptive offers are easier to recognize when they're presented to others than when we're on the receiving end. But if we don't spot and reject his schemes, we'll exchange eternal joy for temporal pleasures, and we'll gain nothing except the possible applause of men, the fleeting sense of power, and the satisfaction of indulging our passions for a season. Guard yourself by knowing your mission. Read, study, and know God's Word, and trust His plan for your life. Surround yourself with believing friends who will encourage you to stay the course. Confidence in God's faithfulness to provide will prevent you from becoming a victim of Satan's gifts. And don't forget that December is the most important month for charitable giving. If you've been blessed by this ministry, please consider a gift to this radio station and also to Crown at crown.org.